Welcome back to How to Raise a Maverick. This is your host, Emily Gaudreau. And by request, there's been a handful of you who have reached out to me really at a point of desperation and needing to know about narcissistic behavior in children. And to be honest, I kind of at first giggled to myself, and people were asking, is my child a narcissist? And I was like, of course your child is a narcissist. Right? All kids are narcissists. But I have Dr. Ramani here, who is an expert on narcissism. And I reached out to her and I said, can you talk about kids? And Dr. Ramani, I'll let you take away from here.
Absolutely. All kids come into the world narcissistic. They want to be fed when they want. They want their diapers changed when they want. They want to be picked up when they want. So yeah, I mean, by that definition, the psyche has informed in a way to understand the difference between them and other people, or for them to care about other people. But in a normal child, as they go through toddlerhood and then they come into, early childhood, they start understanding there are other people, that you take turns, that you share, that if another child's in distress, that they'll approach them in an attempt to soothe them. So slowly you see that beginning of empathy. And that's the key, is that they become empathic. Kids do tend to be entitled. They want to go first. It's very hard for a child to say no. If they see a bunch of cookies on the counter, their temptation is to reach and take them. A big part of parenting is to teach them, no, you can't just go take the cookies. We're either going to eat our healthy dinner first, and you can have one afterwards, or we need to make sure everyone gets one. That's what society, that's what parents do to teach a child. Then this terrible thing happens called adolescence. And adolescence is where it seems like everyone has a personality disorder, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. Because they become deeply entitled. They're really trying to find themselves. I always say that every teenager looks like a person who's in a really oversized sweater and they just don't know how to roll up the sleeves and make it fit. That's how their personalities right. are. They're trying on different things. They're trying on different identities. And there's also this push for them to become independent human beings so they can be pretty mean to their parents. And in fact, I don't know if I'm allowed to curse here, so I'm going to say it.
I swear like a pirate, yeah.
One psychologist called it the nest. They make the nest so unpleasant that they're like, I don't want to live in this hole anymore. I'm out of here. And so all of these are part of that sort of what we call an individuation process that happens at various times in a child's life, when they're a baby, when they start going to school, as they get older, and then ultimately when they become an adult, an emerging adult, and they want to get out. But at all these turns in the road, you can see a lot of what looks like narcissistic behavior. Where it gets tricky is that now all of this is coming up against this thing called society that's full of social media and devices and selfies and look at me and my kid's special and why shouldn't my kid get to go to this university and why isn't my kid the starter on the soccer team? That's where this whole thing starts getting a little bit ugly, is that there's this other message that even the parents are behaving in an entitled manner that sometimes the teenagers will take that on. I recently actually got an email from somebody who's 18 or 19 years old who asked me, I think I'm a narcissist. Am I a narcissist? And, my response ultimately will be to her, the jury's out. Call me back when you're 23, 24, because your personality is still developing. But we may see signs at that age that will make us concerned.
Okay, so what are those signs? If they're, a lot of the people that are reaching out to me are legit concerned. They've read all the Wikipedia stuff and they're going, okay, this behavior makes me question everything. There were signs of it back when they were little. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the kids when they're smaller. First of all, is this something that you would be able to potentially pick up on when they are younger? Say under the age of seven.
Yeah, my answer to that is ish. And I'll tell you why that is that by and large, narcissists are made and they're not born. But I say that with a pause. And that pause is that there is this little, what we're going to call it, their constitution, sort of the temperament they're born into this world with. Any parent, especially a parent of more than one child, will tell you, I had one that was a little sweetheart from the day they emerged. And now they're even adults, and at 30 or 35, they'll say they're just sweet. They were born sweet. They are sweet. And then they'll say, I had another one who just came out with their fists balled and they were just looking for a fight from the beginning. That's their temperament. And there are some temperaments that are easier than others, you know, obviously difficult temperaments, sweet temperaments, and all of that. Now, that doesn't define someone always, but it can definitely set a tone. I would say in parents who are looking at their children under the age of 7, you'd want to look at things like, how do they tolerate frustration? How do they play with their siblings? And how do they play with their peers? Are they able to understand give and take once it's explained to them? You know, or do they really, really throw a tantrum anytime they're told, no, you can't, no, you can't have that toy, no, you're going to have to wait your turn. So really watch them when there's a moment when they are being frustrated. You also want to see, are they tuned into other children, whether it's their own siblings or other children at school? Do they seem to care? Like, do they care that someone else is sort of sad or, you know, lagging behind and try to draw them in? Or do they have complete and utter disregard for them? Are they mean? I mean, some little kids are mean. They're mean to their siblings. And that's often where it initially manifests. And, you know, watch for that and see, can you read